Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. Episode 93 is right here, folks. It's coming at you right now. I'm recording it now. And if you're listening now, you're hearing it now as I'm saying it now. And then it'll be on demand. And then you'll have it in your hand. And that's what we do. Because I am with you. And I'm freestyling like a crazy man. Notice again how short the flute intro is. Think I'm over it. I'm over that friggin' long. You know, because I remember that when I first started listening to podcasts, and I used to listen to a lot more, and now I've cut them down. So I just don't, you know, have the time or interest to listen to as many podcasts as I used to. And, well, what's my point? My point is that back in the day, I remember there was one podcast that had a real long song intro, and I was like, you know what? I am out of here, folks. I didn't wait until they spoke. It was just going on for too long. And that's what I felt about my flute, is when I was listening back some of the earlier episodes, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me with this flute? Get it together, man. Get your flute and make it more concise. And that's what I did. I went and I studied with a concise flute master. Flute master. And no, I'm the flute master, okay? All right, enough of that. It's Sunday. It's getting darker. You know, it's that sort of fall kind of thing going on here. And it's allergy season here. You know, it's, did I just hear somebody knock on my door? Think about living in an apartment complex. Oh, no, I don't think they knocked on my door. I've got the screen door locked, so they have to pound on it. Maybe I heard something else, but it's kind of, I think I woke up with a little allergy thing going on today. I hope it's just allergy. I know it's allergy. It feels like allergy. It feels like nothing more than allergy. But I feel like I have a permanent allergy now in L.A. Like, I'm always, it doesn't matter what season it is, I have some kind of allergy to something where I'm sneezing sometimes or coughing sometimes. That's what I think. You know, maybe there's a window there where I'm non-allergenic. You know, I really like L.A. I was just talking to a couple of neighbors, and I was talking about how much I really love L.A., and I wish that they had better mass transit, and it would really make it amazing. But maybe I need to move to a place where allergies are not an issue, where a man can breathe free and roam free, and be free to do what he wants to do, and not worry about what other people think of him, and then all that kind of stuff. I'm rambling on here, aren't I, folks? You know why? Because I can. Because it's my podcast, and I will do whatever I want. Okay, folks? It's free. You're not paying anything. You're never going to pay anything for this freaking podcast, and nor should you. Why would you want to pay for this? No, it's always going to be free, and, you know, maybe at some point I'll get some sponsors. No, not maybe. I will get some sponsors. I'm going to say it to Clara. I will get some sponsors. I'm saying a positive thing. Positivity. Just like in that movie. Remember that movie, The Secret, that was out 2 years ago? I mean, it's still out, but it swept the world. People were like, oh my God, The Secret. It's been kept a secret from us. You just have to think positive thoughts, and then, you know, and then everything will work out. And, you know, and I remember when I was watching that movie with this girl that was a friend of mine at the time, and then she got mad at me soon after and stopped being my friend. That's neither here nor there, but I remember I went to her house to watch it, and I was heckling the movie because I just found so much of it just hecklable. And I believe in metaphysical and spiritual things, and that there are certain things and laws and rules and blah, blah, blah. But I just think that they kind of oversimplified it, and they were just, and then all these teachers were in it, they became very, if you got on their mailing list, their email list, which I started to do, boy, did a lot of those people really just market you. some of those people would come up with a new magic pill every day, sometimes a couple times a day. I mean, there was no end. I finally had to unsubscribe to most of them. But now there's a new thing I'm finding, that because I'm still, you know, getting like, you know, you still get emails from certain groups, or you just see things written, certain articles. And now there's certain groups claiming that there was some things left out of the secret, okay? There was a secret that was left out of the secret. And if you were to get, you know, usually it's really cheap, only $47, usually $5,000. But to you, today, until forever, $47. And I just find it amazing that, you know, that really this, I thought that was the whole point of the secret. They had a secret. Oh, no, they left out a secret. They left out a couple secret steps. Well, that's not nice. Then they should call it the partial secret. Or we told some people. Or we're going to tell some people. Anyway, why was I talking about that? I don't even know. I just went off on a tangent there. And that's what this podcast is about. Sometimes I'll plan certain things. Yes, I do plan things here, folks. It's not all extemporaneous, but much of it is. And that's why I am who I am. A man sitting alone on a Sunday recording this in his apartment. Okay. All right, what's next? What's next on my agenda? One of my neighbors, I keep running into one of my neighbors who sees me doing my cardio workout, and we have a big parking lot. So I kind of do laps. Not kind of do. I am doing laps in this parking lot. And what I do is I walk as fast as I can for a period of time. I try to do it no less than, you know, 15, 20 minutes, but it can be as much as 30, 40, 45 minutes, and depending on my schedule. And so my body is changing, and my body shape is changing, and I'm turning into a different physique than I had, like, say, like people who knew me like years ago, you know, when I was just a big jelly fat man, not a jolly fat man, a jelly fat man. Well, I'm getting, there's less jelly. There's still some jelly there. You know, I still got the man breasts, which I'm going to have to work on through losing weight and weights and dumbbells, I understand, or something like that. Not that I'm a dumbbell. You know what I'm talking about. Dumbbells that you lift with. And I got it in the middle. You know, in my, you know, I got the love handles. Love handles and man breasts. Ooh, that would be a good name for a restaurant. No, maybe not. Love handles, be a good name for a book. Love handles and man breasts. The new book by Al Berman. Love handles and man breasts. But I'm changing, and one of my neighbors has been very complimentary. I mean, many of my neighbors have been very complimentary during this whole process. And one of them has been commenting on how good I look and how well I'm doing, and I really appreciate that. And the other day, he said to me, "You are losing so much weight." Now, I don't know if I'm actually losing weight. I'm gaining muscle. That much I know. Because my body shape is changing. I might not be losing poundage. I'm not weighing myself, except when I go to the doctor every few months to check out my blood pressure, which I'm hoping to get down through a diet and exercise and nutrients. Right now I'm taking a little pill freaking doctor's giving me. But anyway, my freaking doctor. I like my doctor. He's a nice guy. But he's a little too much with the pharmaceuticals, okay? So this guy says to me, "You know, Al, you've been losing so much weight." And then he goes, "Oh, you know, I hope you don't get too thin and then you become ornery." And I was like, why would you take it to that place? Why would you take it to, why is it going to be a place where I'm, Al, I hope you don't get so healthy that you become an angrier person than you already are. I just don't understand where somebody can take a compliment and then bend it into something else. Albert Brooks calls it Albert Brooks, one of the most genius comedians, if not the most genius comedian ever, in terms of filmmaker, and he was a very out there stand up comedian, very amazing. He calls it a compliment or compunsult, where it's basically someone gives you a compliment and then they insult you. Like someone will tell him how much they enjoyed like one of his movies, but that they'll say that they thought one of his other movies wasn't that good. You know, it's something like that. And this was similar to that. It was kind of a similar thing. And I was just like, wow, that is just messed up, man. I don't know why you have to say that to me. Why can't you just say, listen, I hope you get healthy as you can possibly get. And then when you get to the point where it's as healthy as you can get, I hope you get even healthier. Sounds like a Jewish saying. I hope you get as healthy as you can get. And then when you're as healthy as you can be, I hope you get a little bit healthier. Anyway. And then this, I want to talk about Dwayne, the guy that's my neighbor, who's the tech guy who's helping me with my my new website here. Dwayne is, it's just amazing. He's just the most patient, calm person I think I've ever met in my life. He's like a Buddha. He's like the Buddha. Without the stomach. And it's just going. I mean, there's so many glitches that are come up. That there was this past week, something came up, and I ran into a wall. And then, you know, we got together, and he solved it and showed me. You know, so now I know where to look next time if something like that comes up. I'm learning so much. I mean, by the end of this whole thing, I'm probably going to be. I'm not going to say I'm going to be like a real tech guy, because I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm certainly better than I ever was. I was before. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to an old friend, my friend, you know, Wesley Harris, because Wesley, you know, was the guy that took me, he set this whole thing up. He was very good with the iWeb, and the Apple stuff. And, you know, Wesley, you're out there. I know you listen. I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate everything you've done. Everything you've done. You did everything great, and that's it. You know. But now it's time. You know, time for me to go on to a different thing and get into other devices. You know, I found out Apple. I think I might have mentioned this last week or 2 weeks. I don't know. Apple. I thought everybody had an Apple, or most people did, but no. Most of my friends have Apples. Most of the world doesn't. Okay, fine. Enough of that. But I just want to give, you know, Wesley, you get some credit where credit's due. Okay, mister? You got some credit right there. Okay, good. Speaking of podcasts, you know what's so funny? And technology, how people always, especially if you're like around my age, you're a baby boomer or a baby boomer or a Generation Xer or somebody, you know, people who are older than the young people. And then if you don't know something about technology, sometimes very often people will kind of comment on, well, you know, your age, you know, something has something to do with your age because you weren't brought up with it. But I can't tell you the amount of young people, and I'm talking about people who are like in their early 20s, who don't listen to podcasts, who are not technological, and that's that. I mean, it's. You know, it's like saying that, you know, if you're a certain age, then you could be a carpenter. I mean, obviously, you know, certain generations are going to be brought up with certain technology, but you think someone who's 20 right now. I know a couple of girls who are 19 and 20, or 20, I think they're both 20 now. And don't ask me how I know them. Get your mind out of the gutter. They're just like friends of mine. One of them, I was asking her, do you listen to podcasts? She said, no, you know, she doesn't even know how to listen to podcasts. So it's just like, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to make a point here about not everybody young listens to podcasts. Listen, I'm not freaking young and I was listening to podcasts. So what does that tell you? I told you that old people listen to podcasts. You know, podcasts are just basically talk radio on the internet. That's all it is. Come on. And everybody got a podcast. Okay, baby. And, I had an issue with my iPhone. And what was happening, I wasn't getting, I wasn't getting, I was missing a lot of phone calls. My phone was not ringing. And what happened was I didn't know what to do because, you know, do I call AT&T because that's my carrier? Or do I call Apple and they're just going to tell me, listen, either give us some money to look into this problem or go on the friggin', or go to the Apple store or go on the friggin', you know, Apple communities. We don't want to, find out from one of our other customers what they did. So I just got, I got frustrated one day because I kept missing calls. I said, well, I'll just go to AT&T first because it seemed like the logical place to go. And I went and I called and I got this lady. She was nice. And she, you know, walked me through some stuff, and we found out that, I guess I had the Do Not Disturb feature on. I don't know how. I don't have any idea. It must have, either I accidentally put it on, or in one of the software updates, it just naturally is on. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I put it, so we shut it off, and ever since that time, it's been working fine. And the point of my story is, she said to me, hey, you know, we can follow up in a couple, you know, a day or two if you like, to see if this problem is resolved. And I said, okay, that would be fine. How about let's do 2 days. 2 days should, you know, should do it. So 2 days later, I get a call from, I believe, a guy. You know, it's a number, 800 number. I recognize it at first, obviously. And I pick up, and it's, you know, this guy from, hey, from AT&T, we're just, you know, you had some issues and we're following up. And I thought, wow. See, this is where a corporation actually works sometimes. When it's like when somebody was, they said they're going to do something, they're following up to make sure the problem was solved. They thought they solved the problem, but then they wanted to make sure the problem was solved. And then they called to see if, you know, if there was a resolution to the problem. And I was just, wow. You know, everything I've said about AT&T in the past, well, I still mean it. But in this instance, I was really, you know, I was very pro AT&T. I was just like, you know what, you go, corporation. You go. Thank you for doing what you did, or doing. Thank you for doing what you do. You did do what you did and what you didn't do. Speaking of corporations, you know, I ran up a credit card bill during my between my first and second surgery, higher than I've ever ran it up, more than I intended, I think. And now I'm in a situation. It's not. I mean, yeah, I still have plenty of credit, folks, but you know, I'm trying to pay it off. And I noticed, like, when I pay in like smaller amounts, a lot of it is, it's half or a third of it is a freaking, you know, interest. So now they're offering me. Well, actually, there was an ad. Hey, you know, get free APR percentage, blah, 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 for so many, many months. So, you know, so it said I was online, chat with a specialist now. So I started to chat with this specialist. And, you know, the first thing this specialist says to me, it was one of those kind of, polite kind of things where the person said, oh, I know how important this is for you. And I'm like, how do you know? Maybe I'm just I'm bored. I mean, what do you mean you know how important this is for me? You know, but I was talking to somebody at my hosting company today. This just came up, and I was talking about like faux politeness. And I told him I appreciated his lack of it. And he told me, hey, you know, it's hard to win around here, he said, because, you know, you personally don't want it. But then there's people, if you don't do it, then they complain. So they're between a rock and a hard apology, you know. And so, I don't know. I thought I had something more about the B of A thing. Oh, I don't know. I was chatting, and then I accidentally, I clicked my mouse, and then the chat window went away. I couldn't figure out how to get it back. So then I got to another chat, and then they said, okay, you know, yes, you could do this, but there's a fee. I go, all right, there's always a fee, right? I mean, you tell them, all right. So I just said, okay, thanks, and I'm going to call somebody. Because I'm better with verbal stuff. Like, you know, I'm talking. I'll call you up. Explain it to me verbally, okay? Give me a verbal explanation. Okay? Except online when I get these things and I think there's a report I'm going to read and it's some stupid, like, video where somebody's writing the words as they're speaking it. I can't stand it. I feel like they're talking to me like I'm in second grade. I'd rather just read it then. See, then I'd rather read it. And you know what? I just realized there's no pleasing me either. I am just, there's no pleasing me. I am one mixed message man. Ooh, that'd be a good name for an album. Mixed Message Man. Al Berman. Ooh, that is, you know what? That could be the name of an album. Okay. Okay, that's one to think about. All right. Speaking of, you know, newsletters and belonging to different things, apparently I belong to this thing called Casting Frontier. I don't have really very much interest in the acting business right now. I'm sure that will change at some point in terms of my, you know, if somebody came to me with a project that I thought was interesting, you know, whether there was money involved or not, you know, I would consider, I mean, if there was money involved, of course, I would do it because I'm a hood. But, you know, to do something for no money is a whole other thing. Oh, okay. Anyway, apparently I'm on this thing called Casting Frontier, which gives you casting information. You see, they're leveling the playing field these days online so that you don't always have to just rely on agents to get in to audition for things. And I get this notice that says, let's say it said something like, see if I can find it here. Do I have it here? Oh yeah, it said Casting Frontier. It said submit yourself. That was the subject line. Submit yourself. Oh, okay. Maybe there's something I could be right for. And then it said wanted. Caucasian boy, 6 to 7 years old. So I rest my case, Your Honor. The playing field has been leveled. Yes, it has been leveled. And I am now going out for the role of a 6 to 7 year old boy. Can you imagine that? If I went in, I showed up, they called me in, and I booked that part, and I won an Academy Award for my portrayal of an age-regressed. Well, how did I do it? How did you take, you know, people, they gain weight, they lose weight for parts. What did you do? I shaved years off my life. I went back in time, and I became a little boy. Okay, last but not least, I almost got into a car accident yesterday, a head-on collision that would have probably resulted in a very catastrophic thing for at least myself. And I was driving down a busy Los Angeles street, and I'm a pretty darn good driver and very defensive. I'm defensive in my life as a human, and I'm defensive as a driver. And I'm driving, and I got the green light, and I see in the opposite direction this big van filled with, looked like a family, with the left, I guess they had the left blinker on. And, you know, in a situation like this, I've got the right of way. They're supposed to wait till the traffic is safe for them to make the left turn. But this idiot doesn't even stop. It starts to make the left turn. And I hit the brakes, and then they don't like make the turn, they kind of back up. So I was slowed down enough, and then I went through the green light, and then I looked at them, and the guy looked at me, he smiled at me, and was like some kind of foreign, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know, I'm sorry if it sounds Asian, but it was some, I think it was Filipino, because I was in Filipino town. I'm so sorry, I'm so happy, I'm so sorry. Hello, please forgive me. And, you know, I was kind of pissed, PO'd. I was kind of pissed off, but then I thought, okay, number one, I'm fine. We're all fine, everything's fine. No point in being angry at this person. Number two, haven't I done things? I've been in an accident once. I kind of hit a person. I've done a few things. And so, you know, let he who casts the first stone, let he who without sin cast the first stone. And, you know, so I was very grateful to not have been in a terrible car accident. And then, as I'm driving home, I'm on a freeway, and then I see it at least once, maybe, you know, or maybe twice or so, you know, cars that almost collided in a lane. You know, it's just weird stuff. And I'm just thinking, is Mercury in retrograde? Because the astrological people claim that when Mercury is in retrograde, that's when there is a propensity, that is the right word, propensity for car accidents. And I, you know, there may be some truth to it, to that, that there might be some kind of, the energy is off, and so you got to be even extra, you know, whatever, extra aware. So I just want to say that, I almost was in a car accident, and then I almost saw a couple. You know, had I been in the car accident, I wouldn't have seen, and those other ones, what am I trying to say? They would have transpired. I wouldn't have seen them because I would have been stuck in the one I was in. But thank God, I wasn't in one, and nobody was in one that I was around that I could see. You know, and I'm sorry, and I'm sure there were people that have been in some since then, because there's always car accidents, right? Okay, now I'm rambling on again. All right, that's enough, folks. I know when it's time to quit here at the Al Berman podcast studio. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. And soon, once I get the, I made a decision that, you know, once I get the other website up and running, and then I'm going to change the name of my podcast, shorten it, make it a little more catchy. And then I'm going to be, when I'm in the iTunes store, I'm just going to tell people that you can go ahead and write a comment and a review. But I'm not going to ask people, because you know what? There's too much of that these days. You know, a couple times recently, I read a book from a friend, an old friend of mine. I told him that I enjoyed his book, and then he asked me to write a review. And I was like, okay, so, you know, now I have to do some work. I wrote a review on Amazon. I didn't mind it. You know, it was a short review, and it was a great book. And then I told this girl, she had like this little web series. I don't really know her that well. And I emailed her and said, hey, you know, I thought this one episode was really funny, made me laugh. And she said, oh, thanks so much. And could you spread the word and tell everybody? What am I, your friggin' press agent? So, you know, I don't want people out there, people who listen to my podcast, you know, let it be organic. If you want to tell people. If you don't, fine. You know, that's the way I'm going to roll, folks, because you can't force this stuff in life. It's either going to happen or not going to happen. And you got to go with the flow. Man, am I spiritual or what? Okay. Until next time, next week, hopefully, next Sunday, God willing, we should all live and be well. This is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.